Hello and welcome to Profiles in Risk. This is your host, Tony Canyas, and today I have with me Akhil Balachandran, founder and CEO at Blue Mind. Akhil, how's it going today?
Excellent, except a little bit cold out here in north of Toronto. So we're looking forward to get some more snow down the road, and yeah.
Awesome. So Akhil and I met at ITC, which if you're an insurtech, if you listen to this podcast, you should probably try to attend ITC. And we met towards the end of it by a booth that was giving a very, very important giveaway. They were giving Red Bull. Fantastic idea. I probably can't tell you whose booth it was, but they definitely had people stopping by, especially the last day of the conference. And then I did some magic, and here we are today. And as you mentioned, you are, if I'm not mistaken, in Toronto, Canada?
Yeah, in Toronto, Canada, north of Toronto, but yeah. And
we are recording, excuse me, we are recording December 14th. Which means that I'm guessing Toronto is basically a freezer by now.
Yeah, like it's a plus +5. It's better than minus whatever. But we're looking forward to getting a little bit more nicer weather tomorrow, but then eventually it's going to minus in a coming week.
I'm actually, I made a quick stop in my native Costa Rica for the last few days, so I will brag a little bit because the weather is absolutely fantastic. And this is very common, like year round Costa Rica, especially December.
I don't know that you're from Costa Rica. We have so much connection to Costa Rica. I mean, one of the part of South American trip I made with Habitat Humanity to build a house for the in village mountain, so we have to go and dig the floor and, you know, put the brick in there, like build a really small, nice house for the families. We 10 of us, we went there. That was like remarkable. And then we go back to Costa Rica a couple of times. I love the people beyond the weather, love the food, love the people. It's a beautiful country. I'm glad to know that you're from Costa Rica.
Yep, I don't come too often, but yeah, born and raised. So, yeah. So Akhil, now that I've depressed you with my wonderful weather, we always give the guests the chance to give the elevator pitch. What is Blue Mind?
Blue Mind is a CRM for financial advisors, but we revolutionized the CRM market because I work in the corporate America in a larger insurance company, a startup boutique MGA. One thing I noticed when I implementing CRM and when we see people using CRM, the advisors not using it. It's so complicated. They used to be as a digital cabinet. What we want to do in today's AI hype world, we want to build a digital assistant, a companion for advisors, which will help them to enable them to do better in front of the client. Today's our users and clients are buying things from Amazon, watching Netflix, and they don't want to be waiting things done. And they want an advisor to get better environment, like better experience. So we are like how Starbucks is giving the environment for a coffee. We want to give the better environment for the advisors dealing with life and annuity and the investment advisors. So we are not in the US space right now, in the PNC side. Eventually, we will try to serve the vertical in there later on.
Okay, so CRMs have existed for a while.
Exactly.
In the financial advisor space, why is your regular CRM, let's say Salesforce or whatever, too complicated for a financial advisor?
So that's a really great question because as I said, I used to work in Sun Life, so they spend millions of money to Salesforce. Salesforce is a great company. I really admire Mark and all the teams there, but the challenge is, when it's come to financial advisor, life and annuity advisors, I'm talking about 80% of them or more than 80% of them, they're not tech people. They don't want to go and build things, if and statements to build the flows and things. So they found, because it's a really great, really nice platform, they found it's complicated for them. So what we want in today's environment, as I said, people buying things in Amazon, nobody come and train how to buy things in Amazon. Nobody train how to use Instagram. Nobody train how to use Facebook. So we want to bring the same environment to the advisors world. And then we also like specifically focus on, we're not competing with Salesforce, HubSpot. Like a Salesforce going to larger corporation, either Transamerica, MetLife, or State Farm, they can have their space. But the underserved market is the independent advisors. If you look at in Canada and US, 80% of the financial advisors are independent advisors. In US is 3.5 million, and in Canada is almost 120,000. What they do is they attach to the MGAs, BGAs, MGAs in different ways, but they're running their own independent own shop. The two things is really why it's important to us to be in, get into this market and helping advisors. If I'm not a tech savvy person, like, you know, when the COVID happened, they were all trying to navigate through Zoom and many other platforms. And we trying to use from paper application to digital. So the old world, when the CRM exist, they're just more of a digital cabinet, as I mentioned in the beginning. Now what we need is we need an integrated platform which can bring the data and able to make things done proactively for the clients. And so in order to do that, the old platforms, even unfortunately, is not ready. They build it on old platforms, old technologies. What we need is integrated technology, it's easy to use, simplified tool. And the one of the big difference on BlueMind is the compliance. After the COVID, either FINRA or in the Canadian regulators, they're going after making sure the clients' interests are met or fair treatment of clients. So they want us not only see what advisors are doing, they want to see the evidence. You've done this for the client. So I think that is what we're focusing on, how to make advisors' life easier, take the pain out of the brain, like taking all the headache out of the brain. That's why it's a blue mind. So that gives the peace of mind for them. So that's our journey. Like we're working with advisors, getting feedback, and building things for advisors for the long term.
Okay. So with 80% of advisors being independent advisors, basically, probably no IT staff.
No.
Right? So it has to work pretty much out of the box.
Exactly. But
highly regulated industry.
Exactly.
So it has to be compliant out of the box, basically.
Yeah.
Looking at the website, I love the design for advisors by advisors, and make every part of your work day easier. So tell me about that. What does it look like? An advisor that's using BlueMind, what do their day look like?
I'll give you a quick example why I said make life easier. So there's an advisor, she's the top of the table MDRT advisor, been qualified for so many years. When I'm looking at her process, so we don't just do onboarding, just like, okay, out of the box onboarding, like we do have, but we also custom onboarding for people, making sure they adapt their lifestyle in the BlueMind. So when we look at it, she has to do all the papers, so many different papers, same information, keep writing again and again and again. Imagine like top of the table MDRT advisor, how much hourly wage she would have been making in fees she's in front of the client. Rather, she's spending more time in paperwork because sometimes it's always easy to say, oh, get a good assistant. But we all know in the business, it's hard to get good employees. So what we're trying to do as an advisors, when they come in, they see the dashboard, they see all the, what to-do list is there, it's organized. When they go into the contacts are organized, either prospects and clients, so they know exactly what they need to do. And they don't even have to, it's a click of button, they can say, okay, where do I left off? Okay, I need to say, follow up all the prospects I send. I can do that. And this voice to text enabled. So I don't have to even type notes. When I come back from clients, I can just speak to the voice text and it'll record the notes. I mean, voice to text transcribe and save it there. And then if you don't do it, it'll remind you to do it. You know, you met the client, you haven't talked to the client. So it's, we want to make sure that it's not compliance at the time of audit. We're making sure that you do it as part of your life. And then one of the simple example, but it's really everybody loves the birthday cards and other cards, anniversary cards, we're automating them. So you don't have to, I mean, some of the advisors are using third-party tools. You don't know who's third party and where they're using the client data. I mean, you're talking about PII information, date of birth and the name, first name, last name. You don't know how they're going to be using the client data and where that's been traded and who's selling the data. So it's in the within all environment. We are in the AWS, we are completely native platform, and we very careful about privacy and data and the security, right? So I think going back to advisor life, they advise a meeting with the client. They can do needs analysis right in the platform. They can do a recommendation right in the platform. They can show a client report, and they do all the task and managements in the platform in a one place. So what we're trying to do, like, I mean, if I tell you, Tony, like, before I meet with the advisor or showing a demo, I ask them, and they will say, you know, I have F&A in one place. I had to put notes in some place, and I have to send the documents in one place. So advisors have using tools, but everything in different places. What we do is bring it in a one place and make it simplify for them.
What about the client portal? What is that
Yeah,
like?
the main reason for the client portal, Tony, I think one of the best, I mean, in the life and annuity side, I mean, P&C is more transaction. Life and annuity is a the fundamental of that is a trust between advisor and the clients, advisor and the insurance company. The trust is extremely important. So when I left from corporate, when I start building my own journey in the own journey in the independent world, one of the thing I said, how do I bring increase the trust? So in the old world before the COVID, like we have a filing cabinets, we put all the clients' data. Nobody actually, client is not able to see what we have in the file, similar to doctor's file. Like a doctor writes something, we don't know what doctor writes. And the same time, when we have a technology, we need to take advantage. So what I see, people get like advisors work hard, but sometimes the client forget what advisor said and why said, and they forget. I say, oh, my premium is going up. Why I didn't buy this policy? Why you gave me this? Why you didn't give me the right thing? So now what we did is we going to have a client portal in 2022, 2024. The advisor able to share notes, documents, financial needs analysis, everything to client, and you'll have a record of what if the client opened the email or see that in the portal. So in 20 years down the road, 10 years down the road, the client cannot come back and sue advisors because we already transparently share the information. And we also building more transparency in a way that an interactive portal between advisor and the client, so that increasing the
Increasing the
client
client.
experience between them.
Okay, so this part is launching soon.
Yeah. The client portal is coming soon. We had it before. We're just doing some improvement. So it's we what we did is we done the first MVP version and then get feedback and then we want to improve the version. So we take it back and improving it and gonna be relaunching in the public.
Okay. What is the integration like? How does it play with my current setup?
I think in the like as you said, like a, you know, independent advisors, like a, they're using predominantly on the life and health life and annuity side and life and health in the Canadian side, they use email as a primary communication. They use Excel to manage clients and things. So what we do is be able to upload the client's Excel files and CSV files or Google Sheets in there, like a, without as part of the onboarding, we onboard them all the things. Or if they have a carrier policies, we can actually able to integrate. We're working with some insurance companies integrating the their policies directly into the thing, and same thing on the investment side in the BlueMind. But the most importantly, we have integration with Google and Outlook, like a, in the emails and calendar. What does that really means is I saw one of the top advisor, he have to, after he send the email, he go to send folder and then bring that folder and then actually save it in the client file. So you don't have to do anything. When you integrate it in your client file, if I have a Tony's file, all the client's information is going to be there. Any email I send, any document I send, it'll save me tons of time from communication, looking for searching things. And it's also be compliant because everything is right there in the server. So, and then one of the unique part what we did is we always look at the reality, today's reality. Some people using the Outlook and some people use the Google Workspace. So at the work they're using for Google, but they may have an Outlook in the personal. So when they book in Calendar, they wanna be actually integrating Google and Outlook in a one place. So then they can actually see the personal one if they have a different version. So we're looking at what real users and how can we solve their problem.
Okay. What is the pricing like?
It's a 59 US per SaaS price. This is introductory price, but we have some advanced version coming a little bit more higher price, and we are selling to independent advisors and MGAs, BGAs, or IMOs. They want to buy a number of seats, 100 or 200, whatever 1,000 seats. They can actually get an enterprise deal with us, multi-year contract with enterprise.
Okay. So coming from how did you realize that this was needed?
As I mean, you're asking my background, I went to med school and I completely changed my background into finance. And being an advisor, and I trying to practice medical way of, I trying to diagnose the client's problem and trying to give a solution. And I teach advisors on Naviplan and Salesforce implementation in my previous career. So I realized how important is technology. And when I left from corporate, one of the largest insurance companies in the world, when I left from that organization to the independent world, I found that completely there's no technology. There's more companies are competing each other, but there's no technology. There's no one place I can see all my clients' information. There's no one place I can get the right thing. So we did all the research, look at all the products in the Canadian and US market, even international market. I'm talking 3 years ago. So then we built it for our own boutique firm in Canada, in north of in Toronto. And when we and the COVID hit, and I realized the impact I should be doing is more than just my firm. I don't want to be keeping the technology a secret sauce. When I left medical field, and I always say to myself, if I'm a doctor, I can help one person at a time, but if I build a hospital, I can help many people. So same thing, I decide, okay, I'm going to give up on my own boutique firm using the technology. I want to take the technology to everyone in the market. That's why in Canada and US.
Okay. Fantastic. And it's now been about 3.5 years since you've been working to bring this to market.
So we had brought it, and then I mean we're working continuously, working with the users and improving the thing. So we built it on the Google in the beginning, and because we want to scale to enterprise, so we had to completely change to AWS. My CTO is from MIT. He's from US and live in Canada now, and he and his team have an incredible team that who has been former tech founders and also working in the industry, so able to build something unique for the industry.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about the advanced version that's in the works.
That's interesting. Again, as I mentioned, the way what we want to do is, I mean, we have a lot of talks on AI, and we have done some of the pieces in the ourselves. But what we're looking at is, what is the major problem our advisors, how we can solve them? Like some of the things is, the repetitive task of advisor doing day in and out. So that's one thing that we want to solve with some LLM models and some of the AI piece. And then the other part is more proactively predictive analysis, looking at things. Okay, you know what? I have this 1,000 clients or 500 clients, or 2,000 prospects. How I'm doing that? How I'm identifying these opportunities there? Maybe I'm not able to look at that. So. And so many times, one of the bigger complaints that I see from life and annuity side, the advisors sell them and they don't talk to them after some time or things change in their life. You always know, I mean, we always know getting a new client is so harder than keeping the existing client and getting cross-referral and upsell and everything. And life and annuity, there's continuously things happen. They are like married and kids and changes. Always things happen, so you need to be in part of that. So we want to make sure that how can we make this as a BlueMind as part of advisors' daily life and integrate a tool that they don't have to go 10 different places. So that is the whole idea in the mind. So that's why we continue to work on with the new technology and right technology to implement to make things happen. And we also extremely careful about where the data is going, how the data have been used, or we don't want to be advisors' data or clients' data to somebody to train their model. So be extremely careful on that privacy and data.
Love it. Love the vision. Great to see how it's coming along. Very exciting stuff. Thank you so much for your time today. For the go ahead.
No, it's my pleasure to be talk to people like you. I know in the ITC event, everybody's looking for evening beer, but we try to go for Red Bull because we want to connect to more people and have the energy. I love to always talking to the right people, talking to the right advisors who are like, I've been talking to so many MGAs. I'm so blessed to have right connections. So many MGAs are on the line to get onboarded in the coming weeks. So I'm so blessed to have it. I think also really blessed to have connected with you.
Fantastic. For the listeners, your LinkedIn is in the show notes and bluemind.app, and I'll include that on the show notes also. Thank you very much.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you.